Tokyo fiction writer Haruki Murakami has just brought out a new collection of short fiction with six stories, all of them playing off the great Kobe, Japan earthquake of January 1995. Alan Chews has this review of After the Quake.
Crumpled banks and hospitals, whole blocks of stores in flames, severed rail lines and expressways, Murakami writes. These images of the massive quake shock a Tokyo housewife into leaving her marriage in the opening story, UFO, in Kushiro. In the other five stories, the effects of the disaster are more subtle. In the story called Thailand, a lonely and burned-out Japanese doctor with a tenuous connection to the Kobe quake takes a vacation in the countryside of that Southeast Asian nation, and her driver unexpectedly sets her up for a life-transforming meeting with a local peasant medium. In the fantastic-minded story, Super Frog Saves Tokyo, a businessman who turns out to be dying, or at least delirious after suffering a gunshot wound, is visited by a giant frog who solicits his assistance in fighting the giant worm that lives beneath the Earth's surface and whose tossing and turning creates the big quakes. And there's the frightening earthquake man who comes to a small child in dreams in the story Honey Pie. The lonely but successful short story writer Junpei, the main character of this same story, is also affected by the quake more than he cares to admit. Not until his best friend and the love of his life end their difficult marriage does he see something valuable from the ruins. He finds a new aesthetic and a forceful new way of living. "I want to write," Junpei says, "about people who dream and wait for the night to end, who long for the light so they can hold the ones they love. But right now, I have to stay here and keep watch over this woman and this girl, even if the sky should fall or the earth crack open with a roar." These brilliant, moving stories, both mysterious and yet somehow quite familiar, may have the same effect on you.
The book is After the Quake by Haruki Murakami. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.